The lawyer for Omar Khadr has filed a brief with the Queen of Court's bench, arguing that the child soldier and ex-Guantanamo Bay inmate is being held illegally by Canadian authorities. Khadr was returned to Canada from Guantanamo Bay last year, and the Harper government has since ensured that he is held in a federal prison for adult criminals, something Dennis Edney calls unlawful. Child soldier Omar Khadr was kidnapped at gunpoint from Afghanistan when he was only 15 years old and then held for a decade in the US-run Guantanamo Bay torture camp without due process.
And I think it's very important to acknowledge that the man was tortured and that Canada was complicit in it, and that the Canadian government deliberately left him in the hands of his torturers. Khadr, for me, has become kind of a symbol of the global war on terror in Canada under the Harper government. Everything that's absurd, that's illegal, that is really appealing to the lowest in people, comes out in the Khadr case. I'm very angry at the Harper government, which is making Canadians look really, really low in the eyes of the world.
Journalists who support the so-called war on terror in Canada have been characterizing Khadr as a terrorist and war criminal who deserved to spend a decade of his life in Guantanamo Bay. But legal experts note that Khadr ought to have been treated as a victim of war, as per the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Well, it seems to me we've accepted the language of George Bush. But by talking about Omar Khadr as a war criminal, it appears not to recognize the kind of place that he lived in. It's a place that was described as beyond the rule of law. It's a place where torture took place. It's where people were picked up off the streets without any access to justice.
Critics contend that any confessions made by Khadr in what they call the kangaroo courts of Guantanamo Bay should not be taken seriously by the Canadian legal system, as such confessions were extracted under duress. US and Canadian authorities accuse Khadr of being a self-confessed war criminal because of his alleged role in the killing of a US invading troop in Afghanistan. But legal experts contend that it is in fact the leaders of those very governments persecuting Khadr who are the genuine, credibly accused war criminals. Joshua Blakeney, Press TV, Calgary.